Well, I found an archaeologist whose name is?
Sophie Millward.
Sophie Millward. An archaeologist who was, in fact, one of the team working here at RAF Cosford Museum. Archaeology is obviously the career move. Yep. What brings you to RAF Cosford Museum?
I'm just massively interested in heritage and any aspect of history. I think it's really important that we preserve the history that we've got, and I think the RAF Museum tells a brilliant story, so why not be part of it?
Never thought of getting involved in the RAF yourself?
No, I don't think it'd be for me. I don't think I'd be very good at that.
Not flying a Typhoon jet, which we've just seen flying through here, yeah?
No, I'd love to do that, but I don't think I'd be good.
So just tell us a little bit about the sort of day-to-day workings of the museum and when it's open and stuff like that.
Yeah, so we've got four hangars. I mean, obviously at the moment, our busiest time's weekends, but throughout the week as well, we do get a lot of school visits and stuff like that. So it's basically just speaking to visitors, answering questions for them and having a good time, really. It's a brilliant job.
What you're hearing in the background is going off here at RAF Cosford, our RAF Cosford air show, so nothing to worry Julie about. But, I mean, clearly you obviously want to get school parties coming in here, I suppose, to look at the heritage that we've got on display here at the museum.
Exactly, yeah. We do have a STEM hangar that's just opened up as well, which is really interesting. So getting kids involved of everything to do with that, I think it's just good for them to understand what we do here and what the RAF do for the country as well.
I mean, the STEM thing is nice, because I've seen, obviously, the bus that's here on display, but, I mean, clearly this is designed to go around the country, encourage young people, even, you know, children possibly at school to think about a career in the RAF or whatever. And the fact that you're going out there and, in fact, taking yourselves out to them is very important.
Well, exactly, yeah. I think as a museum in general, that's one of the things that we look at doing is just speaking to young people. It's really important that they get involved not only with our history and our heritage, but also with the RAF as well.
What about the museum company itself? I mean, because you're Hendon, you have sites at Hendon and here, but I mean, you're sort of operating outside the RAF as such.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things, I think, that we work closely with the RAF in a lot of aspects, but we are also our own thing, so we do, there's lots of things that we do, like, kind of work together on. But yeah, we are quite close with them, but obviously at the same time, they do their own thing and we do our own thing as well, so.
What about the aircraft you've got actually on display here? I mean, how do they come to the museum? How do they realise their place here in the museum?
There's a lot of different ways. I mean, for example, the MH53 there, that was donated by Sikorsky to us. A lot of pieces get accessioned over time. The RAF donate some pieces, and some of them we're just looking after for the RAF, so they still technically own them, but they're in our care and we're looking after them.
And so, as far as the public are concerned, I mean, 7 days a week?
Yes, 7 days a week. I think the only days we're closed are Christmas Day and I think maybe Christmas Eve.
No holidays for you then?
Not really, no. That's okay though, I enjoy it, so it's fine.
And what sort of times a day?
So we're 10 to 5 every single day. In winter we're 10 to 4.
Right, okay. And if people want to find out a bit more about the museum before they come along, then there's got to be a website address.
There is a website, and we've got a Twitter page, Facebook page, and they can also give us a call. I mean, we're always answering phone calls from the public. It's quite nice to speak to them as well.
What is the website address?
It's rafmuseum.org.uk.
Sophie, well done, and good luck with your career as an archaeologist.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You were saying that there's short supply jobs in archaeology.
Yeah, I mean, there are some. It just depends what kind of qualifications you've got, and obviously there's a lot of people that want them as well, so it's just one of those things.
So if you're looking for a career in archaeology, for example, as you are, I mean, how did it all start out?
Well, I mean, obviously I did my degree in it. I'm doing a master's degree in archaeology at the moment as well, but I've just been interested in it really since a really young age, so... Yeah. One of
and
those
does, it, in fact, does that involve a lot of on-site work as well?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
So that's your sort of what I call It's rather more the sort of the mechanics of the
yes,
job rather
yeah,
more than
yeah.
sitting in a classroom and
yeah, exactly,
and being taught and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And what I mean, are you sort of specialising at all or not?
Yeah, my specialism is mostly in Eastern Mediterranean, so kind of Cyprus, areas like that. But I have done archaeology in the UK as well, but that's where my interest kind of lies, is over there.
And how did it all sort of generate itself in terms of you getting interested?
I used to watch Time Team all the time with my dad when I was little, and it just came from there, really.
Really?
Yeah.
And dad sort of has that background then?
He doesn't have that background, no, it's just something he's always been really interested in. It's something he wishes he'd done, so I think it just kind of manifested itself in me, really. So.
Lovely idea.
Yeah.
They're going to find you a job.
Definitely, yeah.
I mean, are there different organisations that actually provide jobs for archaeologists and in different areas of archaeology?
Yeah, there are, yeah. It's just trying to find the good ones, really, that will kind of support you as you work through moving around all the time.
Well, I mean, presumably if you're doing a master's, I mean, that is the top-end degree anyway, isn't it?
yeah, hopefully doing a PhD next year. That's the goal. So see how it goes.
Are you a bit clever?
No, not really. Just good at regurgitating information.
She denies all knowledge. She's doing a master, then she's doing a PhD. I mean, heavens again, you know, you're really stretching your brain here, aren't you? Okay, I mean, is the challenge also pushing yourself in terms of that type of degree?
Yeah, definitely. I really enjoy it as well. I mean, I love academia in general, so it's just something that I've always wanted to go into.
And how much archaeology is there out there that we don't even, and haven't begun to even know about?
Oh, gosh, there must be so much. It must be ridiculous. I don't think we'll ever finish excavating, so
yeah, sure.
It's one of those things.
But it is interesting. I mean, you know, it's like all these guys that go around with metal detectors and find sort of, you know, coinage that goes back, and you think, oh, come on, you know, that must have just been a bent metal, you know.
Yeah.
How the hell do you identify it, for heaven's sake? You know, does it have a hallmark or something?
It's one of the, I think it is a strange thing. You get people that are very specialist and they know exactly what it is they're looking at. For me, I'm not good enough at it to do that yet, but maybe one day I'll be able to just pick something up and know what it is. We'll see.
Interesting though, isn't it?
It is really interesting, yeah. I love it.
And I think more important is about the history that goes with it, you know,
and, exactly.
And where it all started, where it all came from. And there's so much we don't know about. Probably more so than there is anything else.
You know, yeah, exactly. That's one of the things I love about it is it's your own interpretation all the time. So it's just what you think of something, and someone else might have a completely different idea, and that's okay. You know, it's interesting.
Meantime, you better go and look after some of your guests here at the RAF Museum at Cosford.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I better.